Well, I bet you never heard the Bible read like that before. You may never want to hear it again, but anyway, we'll move on. Now, children, if anybody wants to come and sit at the front so that you can get a good look at what's going on, then that would be great. What we're going to do today is we're going to learn as one family together, because we love that, don't we? Yes, we do. We do love being one family. Well done, Ruben. Do you want to just sit down there for me? Just here. So you can turn around this way and see what's going on. That's brilliant, because you want to be facing this way to see. That's great. Can we have the slides on and then I'll move them on? So today we're going to look at Happy Christmas, Happy Easter and Happy New Covenant, because we just have a little look at some of the people behind you, slightly older than you. Give one of them a little wave. Find someone to give a little wave to. By the way, can we give a little wave to people on Zoom? Because I think we've forgotten to say hello to them today. So let's give them a little wave. Excellent. We love you on Zoom. What we've been doing while you've been out having fun in Jam, we've been having fun in here. And we've been looking at something called a covenant. If you're under the age of Jonah, how old are you? 16. Jonah got up 10 minutes before church this morning, he told me. If you're under the age of 16, I'd like you to say the word covenant. Can you say covenant? Covenant. Thank you. You're 18, Lily, but well done anyway. And that means we've been looking at the promises God's made to us to help us live in relationship with him. And we've been walking our way through the Bible, and every time we've got to a new covenant, we've stopped and we've said, hang on a minute. Look at someone next to you, say, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. God has got a new promise for us here. Let's find out what it's about. So we've been unpacking it, then we've moved a bit further on, and we've stopped and we've said, getting the idea? Hang on a minute. Here's a new promise. And this morning we've got to this amazing place where we get to think about Jesus being born and then Jesus dying for us, and then this thing called the new covenant happening, which meant that we could be friends with God. Now, sometimes people keep their promises. Put your hand up if you've ever kept a promise. You've made a promise and you've kept it. Oh, yes. Excellent. I'm not going to ask you to do this, but sometimes we don't keep our promises, do we? So we make a promise. Some people are putting their hands up. Yeah, that's me. Well done, Ellie. Good honesty going on at the front here. So I've got two boxes. We know how I like my boxes now. So I've got two boxes here. And we're going to open them and we're going to look at a promise kept, which is a thumbs up. This is a promise that was kept and a promise that was broken. That's a bit sad, isn't it? Do you want to hear about the promise that was kept and broken? Ellie, do you want to open this box for me? Come and open it for me. Let's see what's inside. Can you open it? Oh, let me help you there. That's wonderful. Can you just take that out, what's inside? And can you hold it up so people can see? And people are thinking, what is this? Thank you, Ellie. You can go and sit down now for me. That's brilliant. And you're going to see a picture of it here. This is what this is. You might be thinking, why are we looking at a Carphone Warehouse brochure in church? And the reason is this. When my baby, who is now 26, was about 14, Will Rivers, who's not here this morning, but many of you will know him, he's on Zoom. Will Rivers wanted to go out with her. But he was a bit older than her at the time, and he thought he'd have a chat with Tim. So we met Tim in Costa Coffee, and he was reading a Carphone Warehouse brochure because he was a bit nervous about what Tim might think. And after about 20 minutes of looking through the Carphone Warehouse brochure, Tim said, I don't think you want to talk to me about phones. And Will said, no, I'd really like to go out with Sarah. Some years later, Will took Tim out again, and he gave him a Carphone Warehouse brochure. And inside, there was a note, and it said this, Tim, would you do me the absolute honour of letting me marry your daughter? And in brackets, he put Sarah, just in case Tim was confused about which one. Bethan was already married, it could have been complex. So he asked him, and he said to him, I'm going to look after her. and I'm going to love her. And sometime later, and Daniel, this was a special day because you had a really special role on this day. Sarah and Will got married in this church and they made promises to each other and they're still keeping them. If you look at the picture over here, this is Will's birthday this year and Sarah put on Facebook, "Happy 30th birthday to my best friend. Love you all the world. Luna," which is the dog, "loves you even though she doesn't show she does." So that's a promise kept. That was good, wasn't it? A promise kept. Now, I want to tell you about a promise that was broken. Children, can you give me a disappointed face when you're a bit sad? Oh, that's very good. Yeah, Jonah, have you got one? Yeah. A promise that was broken. In our house every year, we have a tradition that Tim buys me. Do you like Christmas? Yeah, I love Christmas. Oh, well, it's the best time of the year. Tim buys me a new Christmas decoration every single year. It doesn't have to cost a lot, but every year. And one year, I found this in Home and Bargain. And I said to Tim, "Can I have that for my Christmas?" It was big. It was about this big. And do you know what Tim said to me? He said, "You don't need to buy that, Lisa." And then these famous words came out of Tim's mouth. "I can make it." Yeah, they did. So, fast forward all the way through December, nothing had happened. We got to Christmas morning and I thought, this will be it. This will be the day that the promise is fulfilled. Reuben, would you like to open a box for me? Because I know you're good at this. Miley, you can come and help as well if you want. If you take the lid off and then, ooh, well done. Just hold up some of the things that are inside the box. One of those, that's good. Reuben, would you like to hold these bits up for me? Some sticks, excellent. So what happened? Brilliant, these are in the box, that's great. What happened on Christmas morning was I went downstairs to this. And Tim said to me, "There's been a reindeer accident in the night." And all I had was some sticks and a red nose, but I didn't have a reindeer. Thank you so much. Pop those back in the box and go and have a sit down there. And that sadly was a promise that wasn't kept. That's sad, isn't it? And if anyone wants to buy me one of those, you're really welcome. So thank you very much. So what blows our mind though is that God always keeps his promises. He never ever breaks them. And he always wanted a friendship with us. So all the way through the Bible, he made promises so that we could live the best life possible and have a friendship with him. The Bible's a little bit like a detective story. It gives us clues as we walk our way through it. And it says, somebody is coming and they are going to make everything right. When they're born, all of this stuff, all the stuff you've done wrong, they're going to live and die and rise again, and you will be able to have a relationship. And do you know what the Bible did? It gave us some clues about what Jesus was going to look like before he was actually born. It said to us some things about who he was going to be. It said he's going to be born in Bethlehem. He's going to come from David's family. And it told us lots of other things. Now, some of you in this room, we got a few clues about what you might look like before you were born. So, if you are Ellie, Finn, Miley, Reuben, Daniel, or Lily Matthews, who might not even know by that look, I'd like you to come and join me on this stage so you can... Reuben, do you want to kind of stand up here for me? If you need to bring a grownie up, that's fine as well. We love them as well as you. Okay, lovely. Where's Ellie? Is Ellie here? Has she just gone to the toilet? Okay, that's fine. We're going to you are a bit taller, but don't worry. What we've proved this morning is you're still a child. So, not you, actually, Jonah and Leander, but I didn't have your baby scan photos. So what we're going to try and do, children, if you have a little look up there, one of those pictures up there is you when you were a baby in your mummy's tummy. Have a good look. Can you recognise yourself? bit tough, isn't it? Especially if you're E, I think. Really challenging. F is not much better. Okay, so what we're going to try... Oh, Ellie, come on, don't miss out. Where would you like to stand, Ellie? You can go anywhere you'd like. Oh, you're going there. Brilliant. Okay, so what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and use the clues to match to the child, okay? I know it's tough. I didn't say it was going to be easy. So, Ellie, that's one of those pictures up there on the screen is you when you were a baby in your mummy's tummy. Amazing. You were tiny then. So, we're going to try. We're going to vote. Okay, so picture A. Now, parents, if you're here, it would be really helpful if you don't vote, okay, because it's going to give it away. And Andy and Claire Terry, I can see you wanting to disrupt the game and vote. Don't do that. Okay, so picture A. Who thinks it's Ellie? Who thinks it's Miley? Okay, who thinks it's Reuben? Daniel? Finn? Lily? Okay. Picture A is actually Ellie. That's you, Ellie, when you were a baby. How amazing. Do you want to sit down now? Because we've found your photo. That's brilliant. Okay, picture B. Who thinks it's Miley? Dan? Reuben, even? Dan? Finn? You think it's you? Lily? Who is picture B? Finn, you recognised yourself. Well done, give Finn a clap. Well done. Okay, you can stay there though, Finn. Picture C. This is a little one that seems to be waving. Can you see there's a little hand up there like, hello? And yeah, you have to look hard, but it is really there. Who thinks it's Miley? Who thinks it's Reuben? Dan, we know it's not Finn. Who thinks it's Lily? This person waving is you, Miley. That's you when you were a baby in your mummy's tummy. Okay, D is really chilling out, laid back like this, having a great time. Who thinks it's Reuben? Who thinks it's Dan? Who thinks it's Lily? Reuben, that's you, chilling out in your mummy's tummy. Really chilled. You can go and sit down, Rubes, now. Thanks. Finn, do you want to go and sit down now? So we've got two left. So you're choosing whether picture E is Lily or Daniel. So who thinks it's Daniel, picture E? Who thinks it's Lily? It's actually you, Dan. Picture E is you and Lily. You're right at the end there. I've not seen that photo. Somewhat of a blob, but a wonderful blob. Thank you very much. Go and have a sit down. So there were little clues about who you were going to be before you were born. And just like those scan photos, the Bible told us something about Jesus ahead. It's a bit clearer than the scan photos, thankfully. It told us that he was going to be born. It told us that he would live and die. And through that, we would be able to be friends with God forever. So children, you have been great listening. We're going to just spend a few more minutes together having a listen, but you're going to do something exciting while we're doing that. We're going to be exciting as well, by the way. So you're going to make some Christmas crackers, why not? So if you want to go over here, Lily will be over here, hopefully. She's making her way across. You're going to make a cracker. You're going to put a little thing in it that says God keeps his promises, and you're going to be able to choose a toy to go in it. Slightly worried the toys that Tim's chosen might be a bit big, but I'm sure it'll be okay. And you're going to do that over here, and we're going to have a little think. So if you want to come over here where Tim is and Lily is right now, that's brilliant. And you can make a cracker. There's quite a few. You might be able to make two and give one away. And then we're going to have a little think about the rest of the story while you do that. I'm going to move back here. Ooh, something interesting going on. An alarm going off. John Saunders is on the way. Okay, so don't worry about them. They are learning and they're being part of our family together, and that's really great. So we're really great, glad that they're here. So we're going to continue to unpack this passage together. In this passage that we read, it says these words, taking bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them. saying, "This is my body given for you. Eat it in memory of me." He did the same thing with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant written in my blood, poured out for you." We see this passage, and if we've been at church a while, we know it really well, don't we? We often read it when we're having communion. And we read about the fact that Jesus had his friends for a meal, and he broke bread with them. But really importantly, he said to them, "I'm doing this because I want you to understand what I'm about to do for you. I'm breaking this bread." And he actually tells them, because we're not always quick on the uptake, are we? He says, "This is like my body that's going to be broken for you." And then he pours out the wine and he says to them, "This is like my blood that's going to be shed when I die on that cross for you." And importantly, a little bit that you might not sometimes remember is the cup is the new covenant written in my blood. So he says, there's going to be this new relationship between God and us. And the only way that can happen is for me to die on the cross. And I'm just about to do it. So he tells them what's going to happen, and he tells them how much it's going to cost him. And I just wanted us to pause for a minute and think that we talk about the new covenant, everything that this new promise gives to us. But we also need to remember just how much it cost. Because all the way through the covenants that we've looked at so far, God has given promises to his people. He's given them his commandments. He's told them different things. But just like us, they couldn't do everything that God asked of them. They just couldn't do it. And then Jesus comes and he pays the price for everything we've ever done and everything that's been done to us. And as they sit round, I often like to imagine myself in the Bible, not actually in a book, but in the actual moment of sitting at that meal with Jesus as he breaks the bread and says, "Lisa, Annette, Tim, this is my body and I'm just about to go to the cross for you." As he pours the wine, he says, "Jonah, Leander, this is my blood." And through this sacrifice, a whole new relationship with me, a new covenant, will be born. And then we see, you can't see this picture very well there, it's a question mark, but we see this little bit in the passage where Jesus is saying, "Do you realise that one of you is going to betray me?" And they're actually sitting around the table. They're one of my friends. And then, I like this bit, they immediately become suspicious of each other. And they start to say, "Who could it be?" So they're looking at each other and thinking, "Is it you? Is it you? Who is it that's actually going to betray Jesus?" But when I was reading this passage yesterday, I talked to Graham about what I might say this morning. And I was just struck by the fact that actually what they should have been saying is, "It's me." Because every single one of us has let God down. So we're looking for who is it, but actually every one of us has let God down. And that's exactly why this new covenant is so important, because it no longer relies on us. God knew who we were, and he chose to go to the cross to build this relationship. Now, some of you might have seen a rather handsome chap. So all over the country, over the last few months, there's been a letter arriving about a man called Tim. And there have been pictures of him in going into all different homes in the country about a man called Tim who works for Christians Against Poverty in Crewe. And people have been hearing about him. But the great news is, just come and join me a moment, we've got the real deal. We've even got the same shirt. And it's a little bit like before Jesus arrived, there'd been all this stuff about him. But then suddenly people could get to know him. You can spend time with Tim if you like. He's pretty good. You can spend time with him. You can get to know him. You can see how he lives his life. And then you can think about what bits would I like to do the same as Tim and what bits might I want to do differently. Thank you, my darling. And in just the same way, Jesus came. Now, you can't get to know him in that way, but you can look through the Bible and see who he is and was. And with the Holy Spirit, we can get to know God better. And there was one time in my life where I didn't know Tim. And then I was at a church meeting, and this rather handsome chap was there, and Tim. No, it was Tim. And I thought, I'd like to get to know him better. And over time, we built a friendship. And actually, we've still got a great friendship. When you get married, you are the best of friends, hopefully. And so over time, we built that friendship. And through this new covenant, the offer from God is, come and be my friend, and I want to be your God. Come and be my people. And I was reading someone who talks about covenants, and they said a few things. The first thing they said is, covenants show us that God was always interested in relationship. That's what underpins everything. He wants to be in relationship. We sang Hark the Herald, and I know most of you that know me think I'm bonkers. I do love Christmas, it is true. But there's a bit in that that says, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, God and us friends again. He wants relationship. Another thing this person said is, covenants are about you reaching your potential. You can't do it on your own, but with God you can. And a new covenant allows us to do that. He also says a lot of the covenants come through unlikely people. David is an unlikely person, maybe, for God to choose. But God uses unlikely people. Here's Tim on the letter. If you asked him if he thought he makes a massive difference to people's lives, I think he'd say no. I think he's wrong. But Tim is not perfect. He's got failings. If you want to, come and talk to me afterwards. I'll tell you about them. But whoever we are, God wants to partner with us to say, I want you to become everything that you can be. But the great thing is, it's a choice. God chose to come. But we also get to choose whether to be in friendship with him. And I just want to read this little bit that really stuck out to me that this person wrote. They said, a covenant might seem like an agreement between two people, but in God's eyes, it's the opportunity he has always waited for and tried so hard to offer, to welcome you back into his family and prepare you for living out your faith like never before. So what does all this mean? It means a few things. It means that God loves you and he keeps his promises. It means God wants to offer you a relationship, not a religion. It means that God wants you to come as you are and be loved. You might be here this morning, you might be really broken, it might be really tough for you right now. And God says, just come as you are and be loved. I want to love you. And then God partners with unlikely people. When I first wrote this, I put God uses unlikely people. I said to Tim, I don't like that word uses, because it's like he uses us for his own. But actually, he partners with us. What might God want to partner with you for? So we're going to sing in a moment. But just before we do that, if it's okay, we're going to play. I think there's a, it might mean going out of order, Peter. Sorry about that. I'm not very good at being ordered. We're going to play a song. And this song tells the story of the new covenant. We're going to play this. It's called King of Kings by Hillsongs. If you need Tim, can you just go and help Peter? And then we're going to then sing together to finish. So Chris has got a song for us to finish. If it won't work, it doesn't matter. But if it will, it would be great. Okay, so we're just going to listen to this and let God.